Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Team Boy TV Game Time. I am Vic Q.
And I'm Bernie B.
And we're here to give you guys our week three picks. We get rolling to the third week of the season already?
I'll tell you.
All right. So we got to take care of a little housekeeping before we get started. We are doing, we experiment with the audio podcast. You guys seem to like the podcast last week. So when you guys click the link, when you see it on Twitter, you can go ahead and you can actually support the podcast right through the app. You can actually, help us out with some donations and stuff and help support the stream from there. You can also share it from there. You can also post it on your social medias from there. Also, the voice message thing that we talked about last week, it is definitely working. I tested it out yesterday. It works fine.
Awesome.
You can actually set up you can do the voice message right from the link of the podcast. When you click up listen to the podcast, you can do the recording right from there.
Oh, that's
which,
awesome.
Which is pretty
nice.
Dope. So yeah, it's set up pretty nice, right? I was messing with it today just to make sure everything was working properly. And it's weird, too, because now one thing is when to leave a voice message, it may ask you to sign up to the website.
Right.
And but in order for it to work properly, you have to do that. So don't worry about it. You ain't got to really agree to anything. Just sign up, create an account, and it'll let us know that you left a voice message. And we will play them on next week's show. I know you enjoyed a lot of the games, because again, you got to sit at home and watch everything while I be at work. But this week wasn't as super as exciting as last week, but we still got some thrilling finishes on some of those games, like the one I walked in and that you was watching. You were watching the
Bears and Broncos,
right? That was a good
that
finish.
That was an awesome finish.
That was a good finish.
That was an awesome finish. I was rooting for those Bears, and they pulled it out. I mean, that was like textbook. We practiced this. Yeah. This is what happened.
Yes.
So that was pretty awesome.
It was good stuff, man.
And they have officially found a kicker in Chicago.
Yes, they have. Now, since we did our show last week, a lot of different things did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we lost Ben Roethlisberger for the season, which we'll get into a little bit later.
We've apparently lost Eli Manning for the season.
Well, not to injury, though, right?
He seems to be out of here.
Right. We also lost Nick Foles got lost in week one.
Drew Brees
is going to be out for 6 weeks as well, mm-hmm. with the thumb, which. You know, if the Panthers weren't doing so 100% horrible, which we'll talk about them here in a little bit too, then I would be like, okay, now I would never like celebrate somebody's injuries.
Right.
But with Drew Brees
being
injured,
it
definitely opens up some stuff for the rest of the industry stuff when it looked like the Saints had it pretty much locked down, right? But, you know, we got to talk about Cam and some weird things going on. Like I saw right before we started recording, they came out and basically said that he re-aggravated his foot injury from that last preseason game. So they weren't saying nothing in week one and week two.
Right.
And now they're saying that it's a re-aggravated foot injury, which we all knew something was wrong, right?
Right. That's why he wasn't, throwing that ball. What was it, more than 20 yards, they were saying?
And he wasn't doing no running either, right? You know what I mean? So the big controversial play that everybody has been talking about for the past couple days now has been the end of the game where... The Panthers were set up with a goal to go. That actually wasn't a goal to go. It was actually a fourth and inches at the 1 yard line because they had a chance to get a touchdown. I mean a first down before they got a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
Right. And me and you sitting there, you know, looking at this, and we're like, in any other situation, we knew that ball would have been going to Cam. Right.
Right.
But for them not to do it, it definitely raised some eyebrows, and some people wondering what was going on, because Cam would have easily got that. Like, he was about 98% over the last couple seasons.
I just need Cam to stop dressing like somebody auntie and focus on football.
He's
obviously raiding his aunt's closet instead of looking at that practice book.
You think that's what's happening?
Yeah.
You think that's what the deal is right now?
He looking for scarves and hats instead of looking at plays.
I don't care if Cam come to the podium with nothing but a Speedo on. I just need Cam. I need Cam to win. I don't care what he do when he ain't got his Panthers uniform on. I can care less. But I just need him to get back into Cam Newton form. You know what I mean? He can wear all the scars from the Little Red Riding Hood. He can do all that all he wants. That don't bother me. I can care less. You know what I mean? But I definitely need to see him get into form. Now, a video has been circulating on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It was from ESPN, one of the football shows on there, where Michael Vick was on there, and he was saying how he didn't believe that Cam would be a Panther nor a starting QB in 2020. Me and Glass, we broke that down heavily this morning, and Panther Nation kind of turned on me a little bit for some of the remarks that I made. And the people who want to know what I'm talking about, go on to your favorite podcast platform, find the Fallout episode 2 that me and Glass did earlier today, and you can hear those remarks. But anyway, since I got you here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Michael Vick's comments about Cam?
I don't know. Sometimes I think Mike Vick is a little bit of a hater, but I think that I see Cam being there next year. I do.
Okay.
I think that honestly, Cam has been injured last year and this year he's not fully healed. And to be honest with you, I don't see anybody that they're going to go to on your roster. So you get rid of Cam. Who are you bringing in?
Well, they got Kyle Allen, but I don't.
Come on.
I know. So I was on Twitter on Thursday night. Along with a lot of Panther Nation who I engage with on during game days, and a lot of the Panther fans and the Panther faithful had started turning on Cam and Norv and Ron for everything that was transpiring. But at the same time, I feel like it's too much money wrapped up in Cam Newton right now. This is season 8 for him, you know what I mean? So,
and if you're not healthy, you're not healthy.
Right.
You can't. To me, I don't ever think a quarterback should lose their job to injury.
Right.
Be loyal in that regard.
Right.
Listen, if you're hurt, you're hurt.
Yes.
Now, this thing I will say, go somewhere, get healthy, stop playing these little piddly games,
yes,
and get yourself together.
Well, and this is one of the issues, I don't know why I got an issue with it, because I understand Cam is a competitor, but I don't know if you remember, and I don't even know how true this is, but I just remember some stuff came out toward the end of last season where supposedly, quote unquote, owner David Tepper approached Cam about sitting the season out, and Cam was like, "Ain't no way," you know what I mean? Like, but you know, that's the pride and the competitive fire that's in him. But I mean, honestly, maybe the owner was like, "You know what? We'll gamble and we'll do what we need to do. I need you healthy,
right?
Sit the year out. You know, it's cool, right?"
Yeah, I don't know. As an athlete, I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah, Cam was like, "Nah." Well, because we all know what happened.
That sounds like a business decision.
Because we know what happened with Alex Smith. And, you know, I made a big deal about this a few years ago when it happened in San Francisco. Alex Smith, they set him down and brought in Colin Kaepernick. And Alex Smith never got his job back. So,
well, I mean, he went on to other places.
But
so
he never regained his spot.
No, stop.
Know,
get out of here.
You know
get
what I mean?
That's ain't even comparable.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No.
I'm just using some history for you, right?
Mm-mm.
And then, so another thing that was in the news today was your favorite cornerback out in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey, requesting a trade out of Jacksonville because he don't like their defensive scheme and it don't accentuate his skill set. So he feel like he's wasting his time. He'd rather go somewhere else.
Well, you know, this is what I say about Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
First of all, he is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying that. The boy is very talented.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, your window in the NFL is so short that you do want to set yourself up for the best possible position
mm-hmm.
ever. But I find it interesting that, you know, people take money when teams are doing bad.
Right.
They don't say, trade me now while y'all suck.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and let me get somewhere then. It's you know, once I get paid and I realize this isn't what I thought it was,
yeah,
now I want to go somewhere else.
Well, the one thing about the Jalen Ramsey story that kind of got me a little bit intrigued is that I didn't read anything about money in this whole entire thing. He was dissatisfied with the defensive scheme.
Oh, okay.
And he don't like it.
Well, you know, he had the falling out with the coach over at Sunday.
Right.
Whatever he went for it and they didn't make it. And
right.
I mean, you could second guess that decision, but if they would have made it, it would have been the smartest thing in the world.
Right.
So I'm not going to ding him for that. I just think that, you know, maybe it is time for Jalen to move on. He's been in Jacksonville for a while now.
Yes.
And so maybe he needs something else. You know, he needs somewhere else to play.
It's weird.
And he's very talented.
He is. It's very weird that we get into this talk about and seeing players move around so freely and just because they upset with one thing or another. You know, I got into this debate with Glass this morning about this, and it reminds me of we go into the territory of the NFL, the NBA, which I really don't like, where the players run the show. And, you know, we go all the way back a couple of years, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown. You know, you had, Zeke Elliott start this season off. Gordon out there in Los Angeles with the Chargers. You know, now you got Minkah Fitzpatrick. He wanted to be traded from the Dolphins. You know,
here's the thing, though. The NBA, I don't like it so much.
Right.
But with the NFL, I kind of accept it because they put so much strain on their bodies that I feel they have a right to play and get beat up and banged up wherever they want to get beat up and banged up at. I do. I mean, maybe that's not the right way to view it, but I just feel like as much intensity as you bring, as hard as you torture your body, you have the right to say who you're doing it for.
You know, this is where me and Glass had a disagreement at, and we may have one here. Is that, you know, I believe in the structure of the system, right? And I believe that one of the things that make the NFL as great as it is that it's built on this structure. Now, for good or for bad, fair and unfair, justice or injustice, it works. And it's been a pillar of society for a long time. The NFL is a standard for structure. And now that structure is going out the window.
Yeah, but who has that structure been favoring?
I mean, for the most part, it's been favoring the owners, right?
Right, and so the owners aren't playing.
Yeah,
it just happened to be some men with money.
Right,
they're not men with talent.
So I get where you and Glass coming from with that. But if we're gonna turn it into the NBA, then we might as well take the caps off. You know, why do we have salary caps? Why do we even have contract signings? Why do we do all that when the player can just say, "Oh, well, I don't want to play here no more,"
or the team could just say, "You're cut."
Well, you know that happens.
I mean,
sometimes
it goes both ways.
Right,
they got a bargaining agreement.
Yeah,
everybody involved agreed to the structure of it.
They did.
So,
and that's why I'm afraid of what's going to happen with this next CBA that's coming up in 2021.
It's going to be a boycott. So y'all better get your football field down, because I'm telling you, 2021 is going to be a boycott.
It's going to be rough, and I think we're going to miss that whole entire season.
I think we are too.
Yeah, I got a feeling, because I think that the negotiations are going to be so fierce. I think they got
because I think more than the good players are coming to the table this time.
Right, absolutely.
The Drew Breeses, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Bradys,
all the
they could negotiate because they don't ever get in trouble and do anything wrong for the most part.
Yeah.
So
all of them will be gone by that time anyway. So it'll be that new breed, and they'll be the ones coming to the table this time. And they are not going. We already saw they don't care what the owners think.
Right. I mean, look at Ezekiel Elliott.
Right. They don't.
This dude had 2 years left. He was like, "Nah, I ain't playing. Absolutely. I'm in Cabo."
Le'Veon Bell was a prime example. He decided to set the entire season out.
Yeah, they'll need me.
$18 million on the table, and was like, "I ain't coming back."
Yep.
Until y'all meet my demands, and of course. They like, well, we ain't gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
but I thought it was funny. You got rid of Le'Veon, you got rid of Antonio.
Yeah.
Then this fool goes and gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you got now?
You know, it's crazy. And the Pittsburgh situation is a whole other story for a whole other day. But they gonna feel it this season.
Oh yes,
they're really gonna feel it this season. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, and Glass brought this to my attention. I saw it on Urban Arena Facebook page. This last night, I think he put this up. Well, he talked about all the quarterbacks, because right now there's four quarterbacks that are out.
Mm-hmm.
It is Nick Foles from Jacksonville, Ben Roethlisberger, who's gone for the season, in Pittsburgh. You got Teddy Bridgewater backing up for the Saints because Breeze is gone.
Right.
And who's the other guy? Cam Newton, right? Which one? We don't know what's going on with Cam. Cam is in that list too.
Right.
So he was like, I wonder if Colin Kaepernick gets a call.
He does not get a call.
I don't think he get a call either. And this is the reason why I don't think he get a call. And I was telling Glass that it has nothing to do with kneeling or social justice or anything that everybody thought it's about. I think at this point it's about these owners been exposed by this Colin Kaepernick thing. They know they was wrong. They know they were blackballing him. They know they were wrong for not calling him sooner. And nobody wants to pick up the phone and talk to that man.
Right.
They don't want to do it. Because what does it make them look like? I had to break down and go talk to Colin Kaepernick.
Because I needed him.
Now, if they want to spin it a really cool way, you know, this one dude can be progressive and all these other buzzwords they use for somebody who's breaking the mold and doing, trying to do, like a David Tepper, for example.
Right.
I can see him doing something like that.
Right.
I can see him calling, him being the, well, he just joined the club.
Right.
So I can see him doing it, but nobody else.
Yeah, I don't see Colin Kaepernick, unfortunately, getting a call, because they're going to call some mediocre sub-scrub dude to come in there and where he could be really performing well.
Because there is no reason why a Gardner Minshew should be playing in Jacksonville, or what's this dude, Rudolph, whoever this guy is playing in Pittsburgh. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, I'm with him.
Yeah, I'm with Teddy,
I'm with Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
But really, these names, I don't even know these guys.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, who are they?
Right.
And what do they do?
It makes no sense, man. But we'll see what happens. And honestly, you know, I think it's a part of this Colin Kaepernick story that we ain't heard. Like, because ever since that little settlement went down, ain't nobody heard from Colin Kaepernick, and I don't know what's going on with that. And I don't want to tap into it right now. But it's just another part of that story that I think is missing and that needs to be told that hasn't been told yet. And I don't know if we ever find the truth out about it. I have no idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. But those are the things that I thought were interesting this week. Looking at some of the shuffling around and everything like that. Look like the Patriots are still the. Man, unfortunately,
I kind of feel like you're delaying these picks. Because you don't want to talk about how bad.
Oh, you get ready to talk about that now. Look, listen.
See a little hesitation.
First of all, how was I supposed to know that injuries were going to take place? Right? How was I supposed to know that? Nobody anticipates injuries to happen, right?
Yeah, but you picked teams that wasn't no injuries
No, I picked Pittsburgh, and I picked the New Orleans Saints, right?
No, you picked the Rams.
Oh, okay.
You picked teams like the Giants and Washington.
Well.
Yeah, somebody need to pray over your picks, I think.
Listen, man, the Giants gonna hit, and I'm telling you, everybody gonna look at me like, bro, I should listen to you. Because believe it or not, right, I'm feeling strong.
You picked Cincinnati.
I'm feeling strongly
about. Like, what were you thinking?
Well, Cincinnati played against who?
The 49ers.
Yeah, this is why, because the 49ers suck. They had an offensive
explosion. Are you kidding me?
They had an offensive explosion this week, and they are 2-0. When they do not deserve to be 2-0. Look, they earned that game last week. No doubt about that. Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's why you're at 500 at 16-16. Right. And I'm at 22-10.
I mean, okay, so what's going to happen this week is this. You're going to pick a team like the San Francisco 49ers. They're going to get blown out.
It depends who they're playing.
Hold on. You're going to pick a team like Green Bay. They're going to get blown. Green Bay is another team who does not deserve to be 2-0 right now.
Oh, they beat the Vikings.
They do not deserve to be 2-0 right now. They earned the game last week. They didn't earn their first win.
Okay.
They didn't earn the first one, right?
If you won it, then you earned it. If you won it, you earned it.
So I tell you what.
They ain't giving nobody games now.
It's 2 weeks in, right? And if your picks are good for the first 2 weeks, that mean that, you know what?
That I'm paying attention to what's going on.
That only mean that, you know what? You went with the trendy stuff. and like, there's not enough data in 2 weeks to get it. Look, I've been out there, like, doing the research and actually breaking it down. You know what
I'm saying? And yet your picks suck.
Well, it's because it's not enough data. It's not enough
data. Okay.
I need some more data. I think after 2 weeks, I got enough data.
It's a form of analysis.
Absolutely. I got enough data now, for real.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious to me.
I do. I have enough data. The data is always true. You got to go with the data. But you have to get the data. You have to obtain the data first.
Right, okay.
It took me 2 weeks to obtain the data.
And so now this week you want it.
I have obtained the data.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to apply my hypotenuse. Okay? You're right.
Okay.
It's mathematics, man. You don't know nothing
about it. Okay.
You know what I'm saying, right? You don't know nothing about it.
Okay, get your hypotenuse together.
I got my hypotenuse together. I'm going to pull it up right now. Look, so here we go. I think it's bright. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Thursday night, we got Tennessee and the Jacksonville Jags. Okay, so the Jags ain't won a game yet. They're still 0-2. Titans 1-1. See, and this is where I am not going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars as your round. Because I have enough data on the Tennessee Titans to know. Well, they weren't going to win. They weren't going to lose last week's game anyway because they were honoring Eddie George and Steve McNair So they were going to win that game regardless. But,
they lost.
Oh, did they lose?
To the Colts.
They did lose to the Colts. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, I like the Titans this week. I like them against the Jags. The Jags hurting right now. They got some unrest on the team. They still rolling with a backup quarterback.
No quarterback, yeah. Right. So I'm going Titans.
So too. I like the Titans in this game. See, you got some data, right? Detroit. They got a tie on their record. So they won 0-1 going against the 1-1 Eagles. I think this is going to be an easy one. I think that the Lions going to struggle this year. The Eagles are on the uptick. So far, so good with Philadelphia. Even though they fell a little short last Atlanta. Week, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I like them. And I think this is a bounce back game with them against the Lions. I like the Eagles.
And the Lions beat the Chargers, which I was shocked about. But I don't think they're going to beat the Eagles this week. So I'm going Eagles.
Okay. So I would see if I was like as crazy as y'all thought I was, I would pick the Jets in this game because there were some people who believed that Miami was going to beat the Patriots last week, and I wasn't one
there
of them.
There was one person.
I'm one of them people. Okay, I'm one of them people. Just like I don't believe the Jets going to have much to really bring to the table here either. The Patriots.
And then the Jets quarterback still has mono, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's not the quarterback I was talking about. Yeah, and so here's the thing about the New England Patriots right now, like. They just have everything kind of going their way. They got the schedule going their way. They got, you know.
Well, let's break that down.
Yeah.
They have the schedule going their way.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody playing Miami right now, check it in the win column.
Absolutely.
You know, you playing. They never play anybody truly in the AFC that's a challenge until you start getting to their matchups with the Ravens and Pittsburgh, even though Pittsburgh used to be Indy back in the day,
you know?
So they don't really get into any kind of hurdle until they start to the playoffs.
I mean, you can give them 6 wins just in their own division.
Right.
So you got 6 wins there.
So and you know they're coming out of their division every year. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So really, they're not facing anything till they get to a Houston or the Ravens.
Yeah.
So yeah. Patriots.
But you know they playing with a lot of gunpowder in New England right now. They got Gordon and Brown. Now granted, they played very well together last week. You know, it looked like Brown is kind of fit into the offense, even though they watered the playbook down a little bit now for him. I don't like the volatile situation with those two, and I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if
Gordon won't finish the year out, sadly to say, and I don't think Antonio Brown will either.
I don't either. I don't think either one of them will. Yeah. So, you know,
New England.
Go ahead and get you about 8 wins while you can.
Right.
Because by week 8 or 9, that's when it's going to start falling apart. I guarantee it. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Patriots here. They'll go move on to 3-0. We got Oakland Raiders 1-1 versus the Minnesota Vikings, who are also 1-1.
Where's the game at?
I don't know. I used to be able to tell, but I can't tell now. I can't really tell. I'm not sure. But this game is a toss-up because
it really is.
You know, the Raiders. They don't come out like gangbusters and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I like the little bit of explosiveness that Minnesota can put up sometimes, but then sometimes they can't find it.
Right.
And it's weird, you know what I mean? So
I think I'm going Vikings though this week.
Yeah. I think I like the Vikings a little bit more than I like the Raiders. I think if I'm gonna play which one is a little bit more consistent, I'm gonna say Minnesota is more consistent, right? This is the one I've been having a really hard time with. It's the Ravens and the Chiefs. And I think the Ravens
are gonna be a good game.
The Ravens are on the road. Going up to play in KC, and you know, I'm having a real hard time with this one. So
okay.
I actually left this pick unpicked in the pick'em league because I'm gonna wait to the very last second before I pull a trigger on this one because I'm not 100% sure.
I'm picking the Ravens.
Yeah, I like the Ravens because the Ravens got some semblance of defense, and the defense at Kansas City is just
horrible.
It's just atrocious.
It's horrible.
But the other thing is that they can run away with the score so easily.
Yeah, but you know what? Even last week, they scored all their points in the second quarter.
Right, yeah.
And then that was it. They didn't score anymore.
Right.
But
the Ravens done proved that they can run the score, but they feel like it.
Right.
You know, so,
right,
you know.
With their glorified running back.
Yeah, you know, I know Lamar Jackson showed us what was up in week one. He had a really good game in week two as well. Mm-hmm.
And he has no defense yet.
If he gets into a shootout with Pat Mahomes, though.
Pat Mahomes is going to win, I think. If it's a shootout.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Ravens' defense is going to allow a shootout.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they're going to stop.
Yeah,
that.
You know what? You pick the Ravens.
Yep.
I think I'm going to roll with the Chiefs. Okay. You know, sadly, like, both of these teams are 2-0, and one of them going to take an L right here.
Yeah.
But, I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs, because I got a feeling we're going to a shootout, man. And if you get into a shootout situation, you ain't going to be able to win against no Patrick Mahomes. But hopefully, Baltimore don't let that happen, because if we get into that situation, they're in trouble. Right. Falcons 1-1 going to face the Colts, who are also 1-1. Surprisingly, I thought when I heard the news, because I think Andrew Luck retired before week one, right?
Uh-huh.
He didn't start no games this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jacoby Brissett been doing okay. Falcons are, like, they just ain't really completely getting it together. You know what? This is weird. This is gonna be crazy me saying this. Falcons did they win last week?
Yeah, they beat the Eagles.
They beat a pretty good team.
Yep.
That's a good team.
I'm going to Falcons because the Colts just squeaked by on Tennessee.
They did. And I just can't see no AFC South team beating the NFC South team. not the Colts. I can't do it. I'm going to go with the Falcons in this one as well.
Okay.
Joe Flacco showed me a little bit of guts last week, even though his team is 0-2. And Aaron Rodgers' Packers are a very undeserving 2-0. They're playing in Lambeau.
In Lambeau, I'm going with the Pack.
Oh, man. You know what? I hate to see the Broncos fall to 0-3. But it looked like that might happen. But you know what? I'm not going to do it, you know, because I know that the Packers are fool's gold. You know, but the Broncos are not very good, though. No, I'm going with the Packers. I'm going to the Packers. I'm going to... this is an easy one. The Dolphins will go 0-3. And the Cowboys, sadly, going to be 3-0, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't really expecting to see the Cowboys doing so well so early, but they've been doing pretty good.
They've been doing actually really good. They look good on defense.
Yeah.
They look efficient on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give it up. You know, I hate them, but yeah. I got to give it to them boys.
Yeah, man. So Dolphins sadly just ain't got enough in it, and everybody went out of there anyway. So everybody trying to bounce. You got Cincinnati going to Buffalo.
Going Bills.
Man, Bills are 2-0, which I don't understand how that's even a thing.
Because they have a really good defense.
Yeah, they do.
Their defense is playing really well. And, you know, even though they let Shady go, these two other rookie quarterbacks running backs that they have are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, running by committee.
Man, Cincinnati felt way off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look, if they get beat by the Bills, that's going to push them to 0-3.
Yep.
It's a desperation game for them. I'm gonna go with the Bills too, just because they look so much better than Cincinnati, right? Okay, here's another one that I'm kind of torn on, but not really. Okay, for the last 2 weeks, I done picked the Giants,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, the first week, everybody thought I was crazy. Maybe I was a little bit off my rocker because I was playing against the Dallas Cowboys, right? You know, last week I gave them a little bit better chance to win that game last week, and they let me down. Now people are gonna say, "Oh, you're picking the Giants over the Bucks because your Panthers lost to the Bucks." Look, the Bucks suck. The Carolina Panthers suck too.
Right.
But I think the Panthers suck worse than the Bucks, and that's why the Bucks was able to beat the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Giants are better than the Bucks.
And based upon what?
Based upon the performance of Saquon Barkley over the last, he's been still been the number three running back in fantasy points for the last couple weeks. So they still got him, right? Listen, they're gonna get a fresh start at quarterback with Jones. And I ain't saying that's gonna be a huge upgrade over Eli Manning or nothing like that. But usually when you see a quarterback change, it kind of sparks the team a little bit, you know.
The Giants are having more trouble than Eli Manning. And that's why this benching to me is upsetting.
Yeah.
It's because you're benching Eli as though he's the problem with that team.
Right.
And that is not the case.
No, he's not. I mean, they got offensive line problems.
They're going to end up winning this week.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're going to change the plays around for Daniel Jones.
They are. Always they're going to water the playbook down for him.
Because that first possession that the Giants had, they moved the ball down the field with Saquon Barkley. They got a touchdown. Then we go away from Saquon running the ball.
Right.
Like, if that's what caused you to get 7 points, why are you going away from that?
I have no idea. But Pat Shurmur, which I'm not a huge fan of anyway, I think he's sitting Eli because he's looking for a spark. I think that's what he's looking for. He's looking for, I think he knows that Eli is probably like the second best player on the team, right behind Saquon. So benching him is probably like, that's an unpopular thing, but he's looking for a spark.
I'm picking the Bucks.
I'm going with the Giants. And I think I think after 3 weeks of picking the Giants, if they let me down 3 weeks in a row, I get off them. But right, I know how this works because my team is in a situation like this plenty of times. They're looking for a spark, man. They're looking for something to happen. And you know what? They know they can win with Saquon. They just got to get the rest of the team to rally. And I mean, sometimes when
the rest of the team to rally.
Yeah.
Name one receiver that's playing on the Giants.
They got a Shepherd. What's his
name? No, he's out.
He's okay. Well, I don't know who they got.
Yeah, nobody.
Well, you know, they got a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Got a tight end. Mm-hmm.
Right? Next game.
All right, you got the Panthers and the Cardinals. The Panthers are on a very bad losing streak. I don't know if Cam gonna get the start. He might be sitting down this week. I think we might see Kyle Allen start.
I'm going Panthers.
The Cards are pretty bad.
Yeah.
The Cards are pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
But if Carolina go all the way out there just to get beat again by one of the worst teams in the NFL, then the Carolina deserve to tank the rest of the season. You know, because I got a feeling that if we can remove Cam, like I told Glass this morning, if you take Cam out of the situation, because Cam is hurting the team right now.
Yeah, because he's hurt.
He's definitely not helping. So get him out. Let him rest.
Right. See, but your team is good in other areas.
They
so,
are.
So this is a team that needs a spark.
They do need a spark.
Giants don't need a spark. We need talent.
Well, you can't get it in week three. Like
yeah, but
like
but
that,
you I'm can't you can't right. get talent from you can't yeah. spark something that's burnt out.
Look, what is it? Next man up. It's like they got to step
next
up.
Next man up. And that's up. Why Miami looked like a JV squad.
Well, Miami, them dudes trying to leave. They trying
and
to
that's
get
why
out
they look like a JV you know. Squad.
I think if and I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Panthers because
I too
because I feel like Cam is gonna be sitting this week. If he, you know, I think if Cam sits this week, Carolina can win. If okay. they bring Cam back out there again, they're going to lose again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear
so,
you.
All right. So you got the dysfunctional Pittsburgh Steelers. And listen, they 0-2. The 49ers are 2-0. And they are surprising 2-0. I ain't going to say they're undeserving like the Packers and the Bills and none of them because they earned that win last week. Now, the first outing from Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't so great. But this one was good, mm-hmm. you know. I think he's proven himself. I think he's trying to break the mold of bad quarterbacks coming out of New England,
mm-hmm.
right? I like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think he's going to take full advantage of the situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I agree.
I like the 49ers in this game.
I got the 49ers as well.
All right, so another team with a hobble quarterback, the Teddy Bridgewater, is going to be leading the 1-1 Saints into CenturyLink to face off against the Seattle Seahawks. And I do not like the Saints' chances in this game. Seattle has not been blowing nobody away, but they've been in games and they've been very consistent.
Mm-hmm. And they've
been getting the job done. So they are one who definitely grinded out. They 2-0 ranking, and I like them and to take advantage of a hobble. Now if the Saints was at home, I would give them a little bit of a chance, but Bridgewater only played one game so far, and it's still not a full game. He didn't start
right.
last week.
But he
so,
wasn't the reason they lost.
No, he wasn't the reason they lost. I'm just saying, but they just plucked him into the system, even though he'd been practicing just like everybody else has. It ain't like that they got him off the couch and nothing like that.
Right.
It's just that, you know, you got to get the rhythm of the game. I think he need a couple more games to really find himself, and I think he'll be okay. You got the Texans going to L.A. to face off against the Chargers, right?
Man. I'm going Texans. From what I saw from the Chargers losing to the Lions, I don't know. I think they're slipping back, and I think they're missing Melvin Gordon more than they thought they would miss Melvin Gordon.
Absolutely. Somebody going to reach out to him before it's mm-hmm. over with. And Deshaun Watson and that squad, they're coming together. That yep. defense is still shaky. But they coming together, man.
Yeah, they're missing Clowney, right?
Yeah, because, you know, he was...
And Clowney went to the Seahawks, right?
Yeah, he was a little disgruntled, so he had to leave.
Yeah.
But I just think that... Man, I'm just worried about that offensive line, though. But Chargers ain't got no crazy pass rush anyway. I think I'm going to go with the visiting team this time, too. I'm going to go with Houston on this one, too. Because I think we're getting off the Chargers because going into the season, everybody had the Chargers ranked pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been kind of letting
because of what they did
down.
Last season.
Right, you know. This one, man, this is a nice one. So the Rams going to Cleveland, you know. And Cleveland's win last week wasn't super impressive. I was kind of glad.
Last night?
Yeah, I was kind of glad they won. But, you know. But,
I mean, they were playing the Jets, though.
Right, you know, but it wasn't impressive by no stretch of imagination, and they should have won that game easily. I don't think the Browns, and I'm going to say this because I was one of the main ones preaching the Browns hype all season, but I don't think that they are as good as the hype that's around them.
Yeah,
I don't think they are.
I could have told you that. And I don't like Baker Mayfield, so...
Yeah, I like Baker Mayfield. But I don't think they. I think if they want to have a chance against the Rams coming in there, they're gonna have to like get off them separate agendas that they own right now and come together as a team. Yeah, I like the Rams on this one. So this is a good one to finish up the week. The Bears go to Washington to face off against Washington there, who's 0-2 right now, which is surprising to me. I thought they would at least be 1-1. I thought they would be a little more scrappy than that, because I always thought Washington was a scrappy team. But man, it looked like that division is like, and I don't know, man, maybe the Giants can kick it back up, but right now between Dallas and Philly.
Dallas is the clear best team in that division.
Right, so, but the Bears, though, I like the little rally last week.
Yep, I'm going like Bears. That. You know, working off momentum.
Trubisky is stepping into his role.
Of course, Khalil Mack is doing defense handling stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, Washington ain't got enough right now, man. They don't got enough.
Bears.
So I'm going with the Bears on this one, too. So hopefully these picks are better than I was able to finish with last week, because, you know.
It's a little rough for you.
I feel better about that.
Cool. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, so, I looked at the standings in the Pick'em League, and, your boy Glasses at the bottom, and then, you know.
Why you keep throwing salt in the wound?
Because I think it's funny. And then, but the rest of us ain't really doing too great either. That's right.
I know I'm not.
So we all need to step back.
I need my picks here to reflect on that.
You know, because I got 9 wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure my picks were similar in the Pick'em League. And so that means Glasses' picks had to be atrocious. Maybe he just forgot what day it was. I got to go back and look and see if he actually made picks. Because if he actually made picks, then shame on him. So, again, I want to thank everybody for checking out our podcast. And I think I like this audio setup a little bit better.
Yeah, you feel a little more relaxed?
Yeah, a little bit more relaxed and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. And the setup is easy and that kind of thing. And, in the audio version of the podcast, it did so well last week. So we're switching to see what happens.
I would like people to call in and leave messages and respond to anything you heard or anything you'd like to say.
Yeah,
in
response to what we said, or if you want to add on to some things that we said, or if you just want to, you know, bring up your own topic, we will address that stuff in the next week's podcast. And actually, that applies for all the other shows that we do on Team Boy TV as well. So when you listen to the podcast, go ahead and leave a voice message, man. We will play them on the show. We would definitely want to give back to the people who support us and that kind of thing. So that's been our picks for this week. I feel good with my picks. I think it's going to be okay.
Okay.
I'm ready to go into the week and that kind of thing. You have anything else to add to the show?
No, I am ready for Thursday night.
Absolutely. So, just like always, man, you guys follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at TeamBoyTV. I will be there tweeting live like I always do on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. And
I'm at VernieB73. And I will try to be a little bit more active on Twitter for you guys.
All right. Well, until next week, we will see you guys. And again, make sure you guys are liking, sharing, and passing that podcast around. Let everybody know what's going on. And we definitely appreciate the support. Until next week, we will see y'all. We are out.
Peace.